much.
Kansas Information Network News. I'm Jim Taylor.
A person of interest is in custody after a victim was found fatally injured in a southeast Kansas City apartment building Wednesday afternoon. Officers responded to a report of a cutting incident in the 2000 block of Linwood Boulevard just before 2:45 p.m. Once officers entered the building, they were led to an apartment unit. There, they found a victim suffering from trauma wounds. Emergency medical services arrived on scene and pronounced the victim dead. And a heads up for drivers in southwest Kansas. JP Bizet has more.
The Kansas Department of Transportation has a resurfacing project starting Monday. The project will take place in Lane and Scott counties, and traffic changes will occur along K-96 from the east city limits of Scott City to the west city limits of Dighton. Traffic will be reduced to one lane with delays up to 15 minutes, as one lane traffic will be directed by flaggers and a pilot cart through the work zone.
This is Kansas Information Network News.
Why? Just think about it. Why is the number one selling brand of chainsaws not sold at Lowe's or the Home Depot? We can give you over 10,000 reasons. That's how many authorized local steel dealers you can find across the country. Visit one and you'll find a range of dependable gas and battery-powered tools, from trimmers to blowers. And you'll find service from experienced professionals. Real steel. Find yours at steelusa.com. Lowe's and Home Depot are trademarks of their respective companies.
If you love them enough to listen to them practice the same song on tuba,
please be done.
Over and over and over and over and over. Then surely you'll check nhtsa.gov/the right seat to make sure they're correctly buckled in the back seat.
Sounds good, honey.
Check today at nhtsa.gov/the right seat. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
A good work partner knows what you need before you need it. That's how it feels when you work with Cintas. Your dedicated Cintas service reps get to know your business and have the industry knowledge that can help you prepare for what's ahead. They'll deliver your team's workwear freshly laundered, make sure your first aid and safety supplies, mats, mops, and towels are stocked when you need them, and your fire extinguishers are inspected and in working order. Visit Cintas.com.
Oh, I'm ready!
And get ready for the workday.
Good afternoon, I'm Natalie Hadley with your KQNK News. Brought to you by the Norton County Hospital, providing the best care right here at home. By a slim margin of 64 to 61, lawmakers in the Kansas House narrowly passed the Sunflower Act, a bill that would create an educational savings account for Kansas public school children. Republican lawmakers had to work for every vote, though, as the chamber sat in a call of the House for nearly an hour while leadership got as much support as possible for the controversial bill, which opponents have called a voucher program. It would allow families to take just under $5,000 of public school money and use it to transfer their children to private schools. The bill now heads to the Senate, where it'll likely pass. However, political experts believe Governor Kelly will veto it. And if Governor Kelly does veto it, there's no chance for an override because it was far too close. The bill has received pushback from educators and Democrats, saying it will take much-needed funds away from public schools. The bill was bundled with other proposals, like increased special education funding, to convince Democrats to support it. However, with all but one voting no, that means lawmakers will be looking at other ideas. Now Governor Kelly is likely to push forward with other education funding plans, and the Republicans will either go along with that or they'll propose a counterplan of their own. On Tuesday at approximately 9:13 p.m., the Hayes Fire Department was dispatched to a report of a grass fire approaching homes located at 500 West 34th Street in Hayes. The Hayes Fire Department responded and found a grass fire had burned around two duplexes and was burning to the west in open lots, and firefighters quickly extinguished the fire. And tenants and neighbors were also assisting with garden hoses around the homes. Due to the protective barriers surrounding the homes and the short grass, the fire did not have a chance to damage any homes. The homes were occupied at the time, though no injuries from the occupants or first responders were reported. The cause of the fire is ruled undetermined. However, it may have been started by an improperly discarded cigarette. The Hayes Fire Department would like to thank Ellis County Communications, the Ellis County Fire Department Company 5, Ellis County EMS, and the Hayes Police Department. and the Hayes Fire Department would like to remind everyone that during these dry times, it's important to be extra cautious when discarding cigarettes, using outdoor fire features, or any other activity that could lead to a fire. On Wednesday, Governor Kelly announced a statewide initiative to increase awareness of the Affordable Connectivity Program, or ACP, which is a program that helps lower-income families pay for high-speed internet. The ACP is a $14.2 billion federal broadband benefit that provides eligible households a monthly discount of up to $30 per month or $75 per month for households on qualifying tribal lands, and a one-time $100 discount toward a laptop, desktop, computer, or tablet. There are 438,634 Kansas households who are eligible for the ACP, yet only 93,244, or 21%, of those eligible have enrolled. Governor Kelly stated that access to high-speed internet in today's economy isn't a luxury, it's a necessity. In partnership with Education Superhighway, a national nonprofit with a mission to close the broadband affordability gap, the governor's initiative will build a broad coalition of local stakeholders, service providers, nonprofit organizations, and higher learning institutions to overcome the barriers that prevent households in under-resourced communities from enrolling. ACP-eligible households include families with incomes at or below 200% of the federal poverty level and those who qualify for Lifeline, SNAP, free and reduced-price school lunch, WIC, and other government-funded programs. For more information, you can visit getacp.org/Kansas. I'll be back with more in just a moment.
Norton County Hospital and Medical Clinic remind you that March is Colorectal Cancer Awareness Month. Did you know colon cancer is the third most common cancer in the U.S. for men and women? Regular screening beginning at age 45 is key to preventing colorectal cancer and finding it early. Talk to your provider about when and how often to get screened. Visit Norton County Hospital online to learn more about scheduling an appointment. Norton County Hospital is here for you at any stage of life.
A Kansas teen was injured in an accident just before 11 p.m. on Wednesday in Phillips County. The Kansas Highway Patrol reported that a 1999 Chevy 1500 driven by 18-year-old Braden S. Chalito of Phillipsburg was eastbound on U.S. 36, 12 miles east of U.S. 183. The pickup left the roadway, entered the south ditch, went airborne, and struck a culvert, coming to rest upright east of the culvert in the ditch. EMS transported Chalito to Wesley Medical Center, and he was not wearing a seatbelt, according to the Kansas Highway Patrol. One juvenile was also present in the vehicle. However, due to the juvenile record protected data, the Kansas Highway Patrol released no additional information. Since Northwest Kansas Economic Innovation Center Incorporated launched the Connect NWK Job Board Initiative as part of its Connect NWK project, officials have been pleased with the number of jobs listed on the site and the resulting employment. ConnectNWK.org is doing just what it was intended to do, connecting job seekers to the jobs that are available in Northwest Kansas. Because in rural areas, it can be challenging for small communities to find the right tool to communicate job opportunities to potential employees that are looking for work in the region. And Connect NWK Job Board puts everything on one site for a more efficient, effective job search. Employers and economic development directors throughout the 26-county region of the EICI are able to post employment opportunities in their communities directly onto ConnectNWK.org. The Jobs Board is part of ConnectNWK, a program launched by Northwest Kansas Economic Innovation Center Incorporated to support economic and population growth of Northwest Kansas by providing connections between employers and prospective employees and individuals and communities. The Northwest Kansas Economic Innovation Center Incorporated provides economic and entrepreneurial assistance to businesses in rural Northwest Kansas, and the private operating foundation serves 26 counties in the region. For more information, you can visit connectnwk.org. According to the unofficial minutes of the Norton County Economic Development Board meeting that was held on March 14th, the Norton County Economic Development Board met at 5:45 p.m. at the Economic Development Office, and the meeting was called to order by Vice Chairman Wally Burton. The members present were Deborah Anderson, Andrew Black, Wally Burton, Curtis Evely, Aaron Hale, Jerry Jones, Marvin Matchett, and Sam Nicholson, along with the executive director, Dallas Goslin, and the administrative assistant, Amy Levine. The February meeting minutes were approved by the board, and via a Zoom call, political consultants John Pinger and Doug Smith provided a recap of current bills in the legislature affecting rural Kansas. The director, Mr. Goslin, reported that there has been interest from a regional contractor regarding the construction training at the Norton Correctional Facility in partnership with Kansas Correctional Industries, and there was a brief update regarding the base grant timeline with hopes that the awardees would be released mid to late March. Additional discussion about the street and lot layout was held regarding the east site development and following a brief update from the Housing Committee. The Economic Development Office is coordinating with the Almena City Council to fill the board vacancy for the Almena representative. There was an update on the meeting with the Community Foundation regarding east site development, and there was discussion of providing funds contingent on full residential development. And the office is holding a meeting with the developer in state at the end of the month. A discussion was then held regarding a few open properties within the town. And lastly, there was discussion of the relocation and startup of a couple of different businesses starting up within Norton County. With no further business to conduct, the meeting was then adjourned at 7:25 p.m. Phillipsburg resident Homer Ed Lively passed away on Monday, March 13th at the Norton County Hospital in Norton at the age of 89. Mass of Christian burial will be held tomorrow, Friday, March 17th at 10:30 a.m. in the S.S. Philip and James Catholic Church in Phillipsburg with Father John Schmeidler officiating. Interment will follow in the Fairview Cemetery in Phillipsburg with military honors conducted by the United States Navy. Memorial contributions may be made to the Norton County Hospital or the Alzheimer's Association, and Olive Bovee Memorial Chapel in Phillipsburg is in charge of the arrangements. I'm Natalie Hadley. Your KQNK News was brought to you by the Norton County Hospital. You can call the Norton County Hospital at 785-877-3351 for all of your health care needs.
Remember when you were younger with the vision of your future goals or dreams? Let the lending team at Solutions North Bank help make those goals and dreams a reality. Are you finally ready to expand your farming operation? Maybe you are ready to take the leap and open your own business. No matter what your end vision includes, SNB has the lending tools to help. Stop by and visit with a member of our lending team today. Solutions North Bank. Solutions built on service, stability, and security. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Wellhead Systems Incorporated is impressed with the Hill City Spring sports teams and applauds the athletes on always working hard. Best of luck at the events this week. Ring next. Wellhead Systems Incorporated, located at 710 West McVeigh in Hill City. Call them at 785-421-2255. Northern Valley Unified School District 212 applauds the Huskies spring sports teams for their hard work and exceptional sportsmanship. Good luck at sporting events, boys and girls, from the faculty, staff, and administration at Northern Valley Unified School District 212. Proud of all our student athletes.
Kansas Agriculture Network News.
Good day, everyone. I'm Slade Wiley. The United States is stressing the importance of the Black Sea Grain Initiative as Russia, Ukraine, Turkey, and the UN try to broker another extension when the deal runs out on Sunday. State Department spokesman Ned Price.
The world needs this. The world needs the Black Sea Grain Initiative. We believe it should be extended. We believe it should be expanded. And we believe that because we've seen the implications of a world with the Black Sea Grain Initiative, and we've seen a world without the Black Sea Grain Initiative.
The situation after Russia's invasion of Ukraine.
World food prices spiked nearly 30%. Wheat and fertilizer prices spiked nearly 30% in the immediate aftermath of Russia's full-scale invasion. It wasn't until the Black Sea Grain Initiative was put into place that these prices started to actually go down.
A big deal, according to USDA chief economist Seth Meyer at last month's Ag Outlook Forum.
That is something that contributes to the Ukrainians exporting grain, that moderates global grain prices. Whether that grain ends up in a specific country or not, its availability in the world market reduces wheat prices. It reduces other commodity prices.
Russia said it was extending the grain initiative for 60 days, but Ukraine rejected that offer. And Price dismissed continued Russian claims that the sanctions are are holding back Russian grain and fertilizer exports, arguing those items are exempt. Mexico's Agriculture Ministry recently voiced concerns regarding the proposed voluntary product of the USA label effort. The label claim would be used on meat, poultry, and egg products, and only when derived from animals born, raised, slaughtered, and processed in the United States. Mexico's Ag Ministry claims that the proposal, even when it is a voluntary claim, could have implications of discriminating against Mexican exports. This is the Kansas Ag Network.
It's coming. More innovation. More flexibility, and more reasons for weeds to scream in fear. Yeah! Introducing the latest innovation from Corteva Agriscience, Resicor XL Herbicide. It's everything you love about Resicor Herbicide, but with a wider application window, greater tank mix compatibility, increased crop safety, and higher yield potential. It's more, delivered in a big and powerful way. Learn how you can protect your fields with more at ResicorXL.com.
Mom's early Alzheimer's diagnosis was hard to take.
And when I left the oven on, we decided together that it was time to see a doctor and make a plan.
Early detection gave us more time to seek out information and support as a family.
If you or your family are noticing changes, it could be Alzheimer's. Talk about seeing a doctor together. For more information, visit alz.org/time to talk. A message from the Alzheimer's Association and the Ad Council.
Kansas Agriculture Network weather.
This is meteorologist Steve Hamilton for the Kansas Agriculture Network. Colder air moving into the central plains as cold front crosses through Kansas and low pressure works its way through the central and southern plains. We'll have a big temperature difference between western and eastern Kansas today. In the west, we'll be staying in the 30s. In the eastern counties, the 50s will hang on a little while longer. Some precipitation possible for a while with showers in the eastern counties and some snow showers in the western counties. All of that should move out by late afternoon or evening as high pressure moves in from the northern plains. And the gusty wind will keep up this afternoon and into the overnight hours. A wind advisory covers the eastern two-thirds of our state for gusts up to 45 miles an hour. On the map heading into this afternoon, that cold front is over eastern Kansas with a low near the panhandles. Our cold front will move east during the late afternoon and precipitation will be over with in the western and central counties by late today. Some lingering rain or snow showers in the eastern counties into the evening, ending by about midnight. Behind the front, the wind will be out of the north at 15 to 25 miles per hour and a few gusts as high as 45 miles per hour in the eastern counties. Looking at tomorrow, high pressure moves in early in the day. We should have some clearing statewide with colder temperatures and gusty wind. Highs tomorrow a lot cooler with mostly 40s statewide. Following that, we get fair weather for the weekend, but we will stay cold with a secondary cold front moving in early Saturday. This afternoon in our northwestern counties, mid to upper 30s with upper teens overnight. Upper 30s and low 40s north central tonight, we're in the low 20s. Low to mid 50s northeast and low to mid 20s for the overnight hours. Southwest, mid to upper 30s, and tonight we're in the mid to upper teens. Upper 40s and low 50s south central, low to mid 20s overnight. And for the southeast counties, upper 50s, and tonight we're in the mid 20s. This is the Kansas Agriculture Network.
When it comes to making plans, you are the best. What about those round trips that you plan in advance, which are perfect on your way there and perfect on your way back? Or those meetings with friends for which you make a group chat 3 months before so that nobody or anything is missing? Or your daughter's first birthday party. You planned it with such dedication that instead of the first, it felt like our quinces. The same way you plan each detail for those moments. Start planning to protect you and your loved ones from a natural disaster. Sign up for local weather and emergency alerts. Prepare an emergency kit and make a family communications plan. Protecting your family is the best plan you can make. Get started at ready.gov/plan.
Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
Kansas Agriculture Network Markets.
Good day, everyone. I'm Greg Akagi. As we look into the markets, things remain quiet as far as the feedlots are concerned. We'll get further updates on that coming up here in just a bit. Choice weights on the box beef trade down 60 cents at 265.64 on a run of 78 choice and select loads.
Cash Hog Trade, Iowa Southern Minnesota Cash Market, no market report. Carcass Trade, no trend. The top, though, at 127.37. With analysis as far as today's livestock trade is concerned, let's bring in Tom Leffler of Leffler Commodities.
Well, it's been red numbers all morning long in the livestock markets. Quite a few triple-digit downsides in our cattle and our lean hogs today. We have seen so far in our cash market as far as cattle goes, no trades has taken place, not unusual for a Tuesday. We also have seen as far as the futures market, October live cattle, lowest it's been in the last four sessions. Our December contract, lowest in the last two, and our feeder cattle, mostly the lowest in the last two sessions also. We're looking at boxed beef, 60 cents lower on choice cuts, 88 cents lower on, or I meant to say 88 higher on selects, on a total movement of 78 loads. Now, over in the hog complex, we saw most hogs gap lower on the opening today. Our October and December contracts had inside trading sessions so far. Keep in mind, yesterday, October contract was within 7 cents of the contract high.
August cattle down 32, 138.02. October down 97, 143.25. August feeders down 240, 178.87. And September down 297 at 182.67. August lean hogs are down 2 points at 121.77. This is the Kansas Ag Network.
ValleyBet.com. Wish you could make your pasture a no-fly zone? Well, the next best thing is to check out all the fly control solutions available at Valley Vet Supply. Valley Vet has a whole array of insecticides, including E-Pro, Silence, Cleanup 2, Ultraboss, Synergized D-Lice Poron, Piranha Zero Bite, and Stock Guard Concentrate, and mineral oil for mixing. Keep in mind that rotating insecticides keeps the bugs from getting resistant to them. Check out the mineral feeders with fly killer covers and the always popular cattle rubs. At ValleyVet.com, you'll find your every animal need. Valley Vet Supply knows no zip codes and will get meds and more delivered to your door for all of the animals in your house or barn. Visit ValleyBet.com, your one-stop shop for meds and more, or shop their store in Marysville.
ValleyBet.com, ValleyBet.com, Valley Vet Supply.
And with analysis as far as the grains are concerned, let's again bring in Tom Leffler of Leffler Commodities.
Well, the grain markets have seen some interesting trade. The only thing that has been consistently strong has been soybeans and the soybean complex. Corn markets managed to hold together also, but it has came off the overnight highs. The wheat market's the one that could not hold the overnight highs, as we came as much as over 20 cents off the highs of the session. Not really any big news out here, but the good to excellent rating on corn did drop 3 points from the previous week. Soybeans dropped 1 point.
Kansas City wheat, September up 1.25, 849. Dece up 1.25, 856.25. In Chicago, September wheat up 1, 780.75. December up 0.25, 799.5. September corn up 12.25, 620.75. March up 10.75. August soybeans up 58.5, 1678. November up 34.5.
Are you a Kansas college student considering a career in broadcasting? Well, listen up. If in the fall you'll be entering your junior or senior year at a Kansas four-year college or your sophomore year at a Kansas two-year college and are enrolled in a broadcast program, you may qualify for a scholarship from the Kansas Association of Broadcasters. Application deadlines May 1st. For details, go to KAB.net and click on Student Services, sponsored by the member stations of the Kansas Association of Broadcasters.
Crude oil down 84 cents, $89.92 a barrel. Gas futures up 5.5 cents. Gold up 6.50 an ounce. And at Wall Street, the Dow is currently down 47.5 points. The NASDAQ is down 195. It's been sharply lower throughout the day. And the S&P 500 down 23.5 points. That is a check of the markets. You're listening to the Kansas Agriculture.
This is your hometown radio station, KQNK.